All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac here on 1010XL's podcast platform at 1010XL.com on their Facebook Live page. Good morning, Facebook. And, of course, streaming on the relevant app, the group messaging chat app with live interactive podcasting. Check it out on the Apple Store or Google Play. All right, you know what I'm going to get into? I'm going to get into this Jaguar team. My gosh, I'm not at a loss for words. I have so many words that I just want to hammer the whole team to. It's just so aggravating. I know I speak for a lot of you out there that are actually fans of this team, as I am. I mean, of course, I'm a former player, but I want them to win. It's so aggravating, the direction of this franchise, this organization, the team from top down. It's just, where are you going? What are you doing? I mean, there's so many problems with this team right now, and I don't mean just from a micro. I think from a micro or macro standpoint as well. We're going to get into that. Of course, they go out to Seattle. They get their asses handed to them, 31-7. Forget the seven. Garbage time. Shouldn't even count, in my opinion. But nonetheless, that's the final score. You know, we all celebrate. We celebrated for a week. You see how silly that was? And that's... just so silly to party for a week, you know, because they beat the lowly Miami Dolphins in London. Whoop-dee-doo. Barely beat them, by the way. And they're a terrible team. But yet we are like, oh, wow, here we go. You know, winning, you know, streak. No. This team's not going anywhere. It's such a damn shame, too, because all the hype, we all believed, and now they're trying to change the rhetoric. No, I'm not letting anybody change no rhetoric. This was built now. We're ready now. We're built to win now. Don't give me all this other crap, because now that they stink and they're what, 1-7? They 1-7? Gosh, it makes me want to throw up. Right? 1-7?
1-6.
1-6 still makes me want to throw up. It's like I got the dry heaves. They're coming. But nonetheless, just terrible, terrible day. You made Geno Smith. Now, hey, you know what? Congrats to Geno Smith. Geno, you probably walked off that field thinking, you know what? That felt really damn good. I showed that I can start for this team. I showed that I can deliver for this team. I showed that I can dominate for this team. Granted, against a pass defense that, you know, hasn't covered anybody all year, hasn't pressured anybody all year consistently. Can't do any of that. You know, I see what the other team does. What does Seattle do? They bring more than you can block. Wow, what a concept. I have to make a decision quick. Wait, what? No way. That can actually happen. That's what they did. T-Law, terrible day. 4.4 yards an attempt. 4.4. That's like a rushing yardage per carry. 4.4. Guess what Geno had? 8.1. He had all day long to throw. You can't cover. You can't rush consistently. You had a cut. Look, I'll call good games where they were. Josh Allen had a good game. 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss. Smoot, 1 sack, 2 for loss. They were active. I'll give them that. But the rest of you, terrible. 3 for 10 on third down, 30%. Terrible. Terrible. It's amazing to me that you allow, and it's been since, let's be honest here, it's been since week one in the preseason when Case Keenum picked us apart all game long, which, by the way, was their second string against our first string. He picked us apart, and every quarterback since then has picked us apart. Maybe we have flashes, glimpses here and there, fine. But other than that, no. They pick us apart. We got no consistent rush. We can't cover for crap. Just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. Still, to this day, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, you look at the talent that they brought in. You know what? You go middle of the road, you get middle of the road. Now, I'm going to give credit to the run defense. 2.8 yards carry, huge. But you know what? You can win with middle of the road guys inside. You can. I was one of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't need superstars to stop the run. You just need badasses with a tough mentality who want to go kick somebody's ass. And then they go do it. Because you don't have to really think. You don't have to do that much. You just got to follow the ball, for crying out loud, and beat the guy in front of you and go hit the running back. It's not that difficult. Pass rushing, pass coverage, that takes real skill. That takes real athleticism. You went middle of the road. Guess what you got? Middle of the road. Griffin's your best corner? Please. You get rid of Henderson, Tyson Campbell. Can the kid Can he turn around? Does anybody teach him anything? You know, that's the problem I have with this team. I'm going to get into it because this Mac, it's ridiculous. It's like phony. It's like fake. It's like where is all this, what you say, the commitment to excellence, the attention to detail, where the bump, where is it? 12 men on the field twice back to back. Okay, look, I know what they do in college, right? They bring in 12 and drop one guy off, right? Kind of confused. We don't get to do that in the NFL. They don't allow you to do that in the NFL. When are you going to learn that? Too many delay of games. Burning timeouts. Did you guys even practice? I mean, seriously, these are like simple things. And you're like, blah, you know, you blow it. Like, did you even practice? Or did you party too? Oh, you guys are so great against Miami. Wow, pat on the back. First win in London. Great. Who cares? Who cares about that? You're a terrible team. It drives me absolutely crazy. There's no speed. The built to win now. Yeah, whatever. You're not built to win anything. It just drives me insane. Look, to break it down, because I'm going to get into the macro. The kicker, Matthew Wright. Why did you shelve Matthew Wright? The last game, he came through for you and won the game for you. Tied it with an incredible kick, won it with another incredible kick, both plus 50. You don't give him a chance. Was a win that bad? Was it? If it was, I apologize. But if it wasn't, what are you doing? Get some points on the damn board. Just unbelievable. And don't give me James Robinson. Carlos Hyde is very effective and showed that and has shown it. I love J-Rob. I want him healthy. I want him back. He's our best back. But Carlos Hyde can do the job. Don't give me that. Too much leakage. 7 QB hits he gave up, O-line. You're leaking. 3 sacks. Wasn't terrible, terrible, but not good. Trevor was off. Totally off. Out of his game. I don't know what was on, went on. I don't like what he said afterward. Oh, well, you know, sometimes you just have these days. You've had more than one. Yeah, the last 3 weeks prior to the Seattle game, yeah, you performed well. You got better. The offense. What did I say? I'm not worried about the offense. And I wasn't. Now I'm worried about them. We got leakage. We got drops. You know, it just drives me insane. And you know what really bothers me the most is, and I'm going to call a couple guys out, Chenault and Marvin Jones. You guys have significant drops in the game, significant, crucial even. And what do I see? You're back to the sideline. You take your helmet off. You sit down on the bench. Like, oh, well. Guys coming by. Hey, yeah. Hey, get them next time. My bad. We all know it's your bad. You drop the ball. Nobody's in their ear. Nobody's saying anything. Do they work on the jug machine? Do they work on it? Huh? Can Chenault try to grab a pass with his hands? Can he try instead of letting it hit his body every single damn time? I don't care if it's low. Catch the ball. You're a receiver. Do they practice things? Do they work on technique? The little things, like catching the ball. Yeah, you know what the great Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell and all those great wide receivers we used to have, you know what they used to do after practice? They go to the jug machine and catch balls. And they'd have competition. Who could catch them one-handed? Who could catch them backwards? Who could turn around fast? Who could do this? Who could do that? And guess what it did? It made their hands soft. It made it like it was second nature. And guess what? The jug machine throws way harder than the QB. I mean, those are the things. It's like these, do they practice? How many times is this defense out of position? How many times are they letting a free runner? Luckily, Geno didn't see that one tight. They went right down the field. Nobody covered him. It's like, do you not know your responsibility? Listen, it's not rock. It's science. It's not. Coverage is not like, oh, my God, I can't figure it out. What is it? What is this, physics? No, it's coverage, and you count. That's all you have to do is count and then know your responsibility. I'm telling you right now, I've said it before. I don't think these guys study enough. I don't think they prepare enough mentally. And I know, look, the NFL is so different today. You only get a certain amount of time. So what does that mean? You have to do more on your own. You have to do more than any of the eras before you had to do on your own, because those are the rules in the collective bargaining agreement. I get it. Fine. I run out of time. We can't condition. Guess what I'm doing? I'm conditioning. I got to go study more because I don't have it in my game. I got to study my playbook. I got to watch film. Guess what I'm doing? I'm doing that. Do these guys do it, or it's just like, you know what? We'll just show up, man. We're all getting paid. We're all athletic. We'll just figure it out. It doesn't work, obviously. You can see that. Miles Jack was correct. Great to see him back in the lineup. But he was correct. Humiliating. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And then all I can do is look at the head coach. How many coaches does he have? Did I read 50? Really? 50 coaches. You came onto this scene, and your reputation superseded you. I'm not talking off the field. I'm talking on, in college. A very successful, winning college coach. What did we hear? Commitment to excellence. Attention to detail. Speed. Do you see any of it? Do you? Where's the attention to detail? Because you don't get commit. You don't have commitment to excellence unless you have attention to detail. They go together. That means every little aspect of your game has to be top-notch. Everything, mentally, physically, emotionally. It has to be. Mr. Simon's mental error. Poor talent evaluation. Where's this team? Where is it? I mean, what's your identity? What is it? Below average. Underperforming. Undisciplined. Physical when they have the upper edge. What else? Just so egg. I mean, once again, here we go. Again. It's like freaking Groundhog Day. And then I'm going to hear all week long from local media the excuses and the crap and the, oh, that, well, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. All of it matters. All of it matters. You should not be 1-6. But you don't know how to play consistently. You don't know how to bring enough passion. You know what this team needs? This team needs a leader that has passion, not just for the game, but for the city, for the fans, and for the franchise. Not just some hired hand. Not just some guy because he's always did great in college. Who gives a crap about college when you're coaching in the National Football League? Doesn't matter. There is no passion, and it shows. Look at his body language. He's, oh, God. Oh, who am I? Oh, serious. Oh, gosh, do I even have to look at this team? It's your freaking team, and you built them. And you put them on the damn field. There's nobody else. There's nobody else. Guy doesn't get the job. Oh, no big deal. Hey, sit down. Have a cream soda. And have a drink. What do you need? Can I rub your feet? Look. I believe this. I know the game's changed. I know players have changed. But at the end of the day, they got to want to win, don't they? They can't. They don't want to be humiliated. They don't want to have to go back home and be like, man, your team really sucks. You know, that's no fun. You know, you go home to the parties and you go see your old friends and you talk on a phone. Like, man, you guys are really terrible. That's got to hurt. No matter how much money or fame or whatever, that part of it. Hey, the money and the fame's fantastic. Make as much as you can. But at the end of the day, you got to care about your performance. I mean, really care. And when it sucks, you got to fix it. And your coach has got to hold you accountable. And the leaders on the team have to hold you accountable. And your quarterback has to hold you accountable. And the head coach has to hold you accountable. And the general manager who brought your freaking ass in here has to hold you accountable. And there's no accountability. There's none. There's a bunch of BS. And I wish I could swear because I'd throw F-bombs at this team like crazy because they deserve it. So where do you go from here? I don't know. Buffalo's going to kick your ass. They are. So what do? Well, you strap it up, baby. You go get the lunch pail. You go to work. You go to work. You study like you've never studied before. You train like you've never trained before. You condition like you've never conditioned before if you want to turn this thing around. Look in the damn mirror, players. Hey, your coach, whatever. Forget him. He had commitment to excellence. He doesn't show it. I don't even know if he knows what he's doing on the field on game day. You don't go, look, garbage time. You don't go for two, but then you onside kick it. Does that even make sense? Well, we're practicing our onside kicks. Really? How about practicing going for two? I don't know. Could help you out a little bit. I mean, seriously, does that even make sense? Whoa, garbage, great, touchdown, awesome. Man, what a play, look at the, awesome. No, sucked. I didn't really give a crap. I didn't care that you scored. And then you do all this stuff. It's like, what are you doing? And then the 12 men on the field, and then it's like you're a cluster, you know what? I'll call it a bump, but it's not a bump. It's a cluster bump. All right. I got that off my chest. I mean, that's been brewing. Because I care about it drives me insane. It's, come on, man. It's football. Where's your pride? Where's your passion? Where's your accountability? Don't you want to be great? Like, great? Don't you dream of that greatness? And what is greatness? It's going to the playoffs. It's going to the Super Bowl. It's winning the Super Bowl. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for that? For the season? I'm not asking you all year long. You get time to do yourself and do your, but during the season, are you sacrificing? Are you putting everything you can into yourself, into your game, mentally, physically, and emotionally to make your team better? I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your guaranteed money is. I don't care about any of that. Do you care enough to be a great player consistently? You care enough to make yourself better, to help your team perform better? That's the question. And right now, by the looks of it, I don't know. That's a questionable thing in my opinion. By the way you act, by the way you play, and by the way nobody does anything when you screw up. Look, I'm all for adulation, you know, recognition. Look, if you played for me, I will commend you and congratulate you and tell you how great of a play that was when you make a great play. Every single time. It'll be fair, consistent, and honest. Every time. You make a great play or even a good play, I'm going to tell you, great job. Good job. Whatever. But when you screw up, when you miss an assignment, when you drop a ball, when you miss a block, you miss a tackle, I'm going to let you know. It's not acceptable. It's not good enough. You can't just be like, oh, next time. No. No. I mean, listen, I hate to go back to Rocky III, but there is no tomorrow. I mean, Apollo said it best. There is no tomorrow. It's today. Today. Hey, man, all you can do is what? Get up and get back to work and show this fan base that you actually care about your performance week in and week out. Yeah, you're going to face a very tough team, but that doesn't mean you can't beat them. Look what the Jets just did to Cincinnati with who? Who's Mike Smith? Yeah, exactly. I had no idea who he was either. Kid was unbelievable. Anything can happen, but it's got to change inside the building. It has to. Because right now, I don't see much. And that's a disappointing thing. All right, I'm going to wrap it up early today. A little sweaty. I am. Not going to lie. I got my wife beater on, so, you know, I knew I was going to sweat. I knew I was going to come in here and get fired up. But that's who I am, and I care about this damn team. And I care about you fans, and you deserve a winner. And that's it. The city deserves a winner, and it's about time we get back to winning ways. And it all starts from the top, and it all starts from accountability. Looking in the mirror and figuring out how I can be better to help this team. That'll do it for me this time around. Here on Catching Up with Tommy Mack on 1010XL's podcast platform, 1010XL.com, Facebook Live as well. Hello, Facebook. And, of course, streaming on the Relevant app, the group messaging chat app with live interactive podcasts. And check us out at Apple, on the Apple Store and at Google Play. That's R-E-L-E-V-N-T. Forget the A. At the end. Until next time, stay safe, be cool. Take it. I'm fine. I feel good. I'm going to go work out later. I'm going to get it all out. And then we're going to look forward to another week here in Jacksonville as they take on the Buffalo Bills. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. I never knew that a kid like me could take his mic around the world and flash the big ass ding and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas.